That'd be just as good as using brick, then, wouldn't it? What it made, man.
Oh, that thing, they stay there. Some of them stay there for years and years. There ain't no telling how long that one had been there and how long it would have stayed if I hadn't tore the house down. But that end of the house was a huge log house.
Was the rest of it log, too?
No, the rest of it was a box building. You know, they used to take 1x12s and nail them up and down and then put a batten over those cracks, and then on the inside, well, they'd seal it.
What about the roof? What was that?
The roof was boards.
Mm-hmm. Is that the boards, they kind of lap over each other?
Yeah.
What did they call that kind of boarding when you had it lapping over like that?
Well, that was what it was, just a 6-inch lap. See, they'd have a 3-foot board,
yes.
And then they'd put you up a string or a straight edge that you'd butt your boards down again and leave you that 6-inch lap.
That'd keep the water out.
That's right.
And you're talking about that chimney, what did they usually call a place out there like this in front of them?
The hall.
Mm-hmm. And what did they usually?
That's the mantel board. Yeah.
Y'all usually keep things up on it?
Or? Keep things on the mantel board. Somebody needs something, they say, well, look on the mantel board.
We were talking about this yesterday. What did you call the kind of wood that you'd use to start up the fire with?
That's kindling.
Anything else that they might call it?
Lighter.
What's that lighter? What kind of wood is that?
That's pine. Usually longleaf pine.
Is that real fat?
Yeah. Short leaf will make lighter, but it hadn't got as much heart as a long leaf pine. Long leaf pine has got more heart, and that's what makes it lighter.
Did you ever have to clean out the fireplace?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to clean out in there?
You have to get the ashes out. See, it'll build up there, and your dog iron there is supposed to be high enough to let you get some air underneath there. And if it gets built up so high that you don't get any air on there, your fire don't burn. It's more or less laying down in the ashes.
Guess that black stuff that form up there on the chimney, you call that the
soot.
I guess that's jelly. You have to clean that out too?
No, that takes care of itself. Usually a chimney sweep will come down there and take care of that. There's a bird, a little black bird that builds in these chimneys. And if you don't put your top over the top of it there, and he comes down in there and makes him a nest, you hear him making a racket. He's him all during the night. And they stick that nest again the side of that chimney, and if the water comes down from the top of it there and gets that wet, that glue that he uses to fasten it there, it'll turn loose and it'll drop down in the fireplace there. They have been little ones. See, that's a double chimney. That is a fireplace in the other side there.
Oh, yes.
And on the other side there, they drop down in there, and we just leave them be, and the bird would come on down there while they were at it and feed them until they got ready to go back out.
Did you cook over the fire, or did you have a stove?
Oh, we had a wood stove, but they used to cook on the fire.